That was Brian Eno, taken from his LP Apollo, Atmospheres and Atmospherics. I think that's right. No, Atmospheres and Soundtracks. That particular track was called An Ending Ascent. It might be time to play you a bit more from that later in the programme, but I think it's time for a complete change of mood, don't you? If you want to request dedication or just have a chat to me, AJK, all you've got to do is pick up your telephone, phone me on Ludlow 5922. This is U2, taken from their brilliant LP. Well, it is taken from a brilliant LP. What do you expect? What I've got to do is find the title. You know, you're out here doing all this work here, finding papers, looking at scripts, and you can never remember anything except that the unforgettable fire has a sort of homecoming on it.
Driving
some very, very exciting music there from Vangelis. Oh, Papathanasio, better known as Vangelis to you and I. Taken from an LP, I think it is available in this country, called Earth. That track was called Hey Ho. And before that, it was U2 with a track from their Unforgettable Fire LP, A Sort of Homecoming. Right, well, another question. More goodies coming your way if you can answer this question. Who produced The Unforgettable Fire? There are two producers, but if you can name one, I might think about sending you something. Ludlow 5922, if you're in the immediate Ludlow area, or 0584. That's the STD code for outside the Sunshine area. Are you dreaming of summer? Are you dreaming of lying on those wonderfully warm beaches, just basking in that sun? You are? Well, this is for you. Taken from Laurie Anderson's LP, Mr. Heartbreak, Blue Lagoon.
I dream about a perfect
Desert island, sun, sea and surf. What more can you want? And of course, lots and lots of sunshine, because that's what you're listening to on 299 metres, 1017 kHz, medium wave, 103.5 MHz on VHF. And I'm supposedly AJK. Is there anybody going to dispute that? Yes? No? No, no. No, I'm AJK, and I'm presenting this evening's entertainment. What shall I do with you now? Oh yes, I think it's time we went literary. This next track is based on a book by D.H. Lawrence. A free holiday to the salt mines of Siberia. If anybody can phone me up on Ludlow 5922, 0584-5922, if they can tell me what the novel was.
Gypsy compliment for
the
scent of tyranny's daughter.
Sunlight, fucking sun, the run.
superb piece of music there, taken from Steve Hackett's LP, Spectral Mornings. The track was The Virgin and the Gypsy, and it was, of course, inspired by the D.H. Lawrence novel of the same name. And we've actually got a winner to this free holiday to the salt mines in Siberia. I'm afraid it's only a one-way ticket, and the winner is Anne-Marie Alexander. Do you remember she used to be on here doing various programmes, you know, interviewing people and so forth and so on? So it's a free holiday to the salt mines of Siberia for her. This is Peter Gabriel, taken from Peter Gabriel 4 and San Jacinto.
Thank you.
Peter Gabriel, taken from Peter Gabriel 4. That was San Jacinto. Superb piece of music, that. So, few live dates for you. The 22nd and 23rd of February sees the Stranglers playing at the Birmingham Odeon. On March the 2nd, it's Eric Clapton at the NEC Birmingham. The 13th, it's the Smiths at the Hippodrome, but I think that's sold out now. The 23rd and 24th of March, it's Tina Turner, supported by the Bryan Adams Band at the National Exhibition Centre, Birmingham. Also on the same dates, the 23rd and 24th, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, well, to Birmingham, at the Odeon. The 25th of March sees Paul Young playing at the National Exhibition Centre. April the 1st to 6th, inclusive, Millie Jackson, that controversial lady of soul, is playing The Night Out. The 11th of April, Tears for Fears at the Odeon, and May the 10th sees The Alarm live on stage at the Odeon. Incidentally, that last record was going out to Richard of Kington, and this next track, well, the one after it, is going out to Neil and Martin Price of Julian Road in Ludlow. And it's a couple of very fine tracks. Anyway, we're going to start off with Talking Heads' The Whispering Wind, and following that with Japan and Taking Islands in Africa.
Thank you. Yeah.
The wind blows hard into my sail.
One of the best tracks Japan ever did, that, I think, Taking Islands in Africa, taken from their LP, Gentlemen's Prefer Polaroids. Right, don't forget, you must join me again tomorrow evening between 6 and 8, and it's your chance to win 5 singles as I play 5 in the row. And on Sunday I shall be playing more of what you've been getting this evening, the usual sort of rubbish and mixtures and so forth and so on. Anyway, I shall leave you with just one piece now, as requested by millions of people phoning me up earlier this evening. We want more Brian Eno. Well, this is precisely what you're going to get, another track from the Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtracks LP. This track is called Always Returning. And the second hand on the clock's ticking away there, coming round to that dreadful time of 8 o'clock this evening, which means it's the end of Sunshine Radio for today. So all that remains for me to say is, on behalf of all my colleagues here at Sunshine Radio, the engineering and technical staff who, of course, always make this possible. I'd like to wish you all a very good evening. And don't forget, Sunshine starts tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, up bright and early. So don't forget, you've been listening to Sunshine Radio, broadcasting to you live from the heart of Shropshire on 299 metres, 1017 kHz and 103.5 megahertz VHF. This is AJK wishing you all a very good evening. Goodbye.